Okay, and most creative, we have a tie for second.
Assistant Professor of Plant Pathology Jacob Barney is announcing the winners at this invasive species potluck.
And we have the crawfish cornbread. All right. But the clear favorite was the ice cream. Well
done. Steve Herring's a first-year master's student in weed science.
I made ice cream out of hemp milk, buckthorn honey, and poppy seeds.
A recipe for a kind of bratwurst, one for best tasting. It was made by Logan Holland, a senior studying crop and soil sciences. He made the bratwurst from Alaskan caribou.
And the problem is they were originally brought by humans from the mainland of Alaska to some of the Aleutian Islands for recreational purposes of the naval personnel back in the 1950s. And once the Navy personnel left the area, there were no natural predators or hunting of these caribou. And as a result, they have grown and reproduced so at a rate they're spreading to other islands in the Aleutian Islands.
And you can't really talk about invasives without including kudzu, so well established in the South. Elizabeth Gray made Chinese fried dumplings with kudzu powder.
Kudzu powder is pretty expensive, so that it could be an industry here. Because the Japanese turn it into that, and they harvest the roots and make it into this starch. So you could have an industry of people in the U.S. making this as for gluten-free people and vegetarians and vegan people.
And there is a catchphrase that's catching on in a small but growing movement of people hoping to eat their way out of the exotic species problem.
It's eradication by mastication.
Professor Barney says while every bite you can take out of invasives helps, once they get a foothold, they're pretty much part of the landscape after that.
One of the things that we sort of focus on in the class is that eradication is really only feasible for very small populations when they're just getting started. However, we almost never find them at that stage, and so when they get to be as common as kudzu or Johnson grass, they're so far gone, we'll never rein them back in. They will forever be here. So we try to learn from our mistakes and prevent the next kudzu from being introduced.
Creating recipes featuring invasive species is one way to really digest their classwork. And to play off a phrase from the game hunting crowd, this class eats what it studies. I'm Robbie Harris.